On the show today, we have Texas Trust Credit Union's Debbie Knobloch talking about their credit union providing financial literacy training to drone users in their community. But the cool thing is that they were appointed by the Arlington Chamber of Commerce Foundation to do this training. So very cool stuff. So check it out. Hey, I saw this really cool story about you guys. Hey, I'm kind of read the headline here. A credit union providing financial literacy training to drone users of all people or of all groups. But the cool thing here, the kicker here is that you guys were appointed to do this by the Arlington Chamber of Commerce Foundation. So you guys are being recognized to do this job. This is really cool.
It is very cool.
Well, I mean, what does this say about your credit union to be recognized like this by a local chamber of commerce to provide financial literacy training of all things?
That's great. I think what it says is that the community itself recognizes the amount of financial literacy that we're providing in the community. We work with the school districts and with a lot of the businesses in the community. So we participate on the Champion Education Committee for Arlington. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're kind of a natural pick.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. So you guys are already well entrenched in the community.
Pretty much.
So it sounds like it was an easy kind of putting two and two together
right.
there.
Right. This is actually a grant, and we supported the grant by offering the financial literacy for the grant itself. There was 20 hours that was part of the chamber receiving the grant, Wagner-Peiser grant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what type of financial literacy are you guys providing drone users? Because drones are still relatively new, I guess, but now, I mean, obviously the population of these folks is growing like by leaps and bounds all over the world.
Absolutely.
So why this group and what are you doing for them?
Well, the grant itself stipulated the kind of who the group would be.
Oh, okay.
In other words, they said 18 to 24-year-olds, it could be men or women, in college, they could have been in the military previously or active in the military, and they're basically just interested in this growing industry, the unmanned aircraft systems.
Yep.
So the grant itself offered a space for 30 people. I think we had probably around 50 people that applied for it. And, right. And 30 ended up in the class. But because of the age range, I think that's where the financial literacy piece comes in. They wanted to be able to offer these students, if you will, the ability to learn some really basic, but kind of the big picture of all the pieces it's going to take.
Yeah, I assume these are all business owners, right? Or
they were mostly students.
Oh, okay.
The biggest part of the class were engineers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In some field of engineering. Yeah.
Love it. All right. So, and what did you guys do for it? What type of training did you guys give them? Just kind of an overview of, I mean, without getting too detailed, but
some basic, some specific. We started out with just a basic overview of what financial wellness looks like. Mm-hmm. We got into credit and debt. We got into credit reports and lending. Mm-hmm. We got some into investments. We actually had the last day someone from the Small Business Administration come out, someone from our business services department come out and talk to them in case they do want to start their own business, kind of what all the pieces are, and even had a business owner come out and talk to them about what it looks like to own your own business, to be an entrepreneur, and kind of the things you have to pay attention to.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, because there's lots of little, you got to cross your T's and dot your I's and all that type of stuff when you're owning your business. My
definitely.
Gosh. It never ends. It's
definitely.
Like owning a home. It's never done.
Yeah.
I just think this is such a cool story. I mean, what's around the bend for you guys? Is there more groups that you're going to be training? Because this sounds like a nice little niche that you've developed for yourself.
Well, one of the cool things that came out of this is some of the workshops that we do, knowing that we kind of the group that we were talking to, it was going to take a bit to keep them engaged. And it worked out really well because we broke up into groups sometimes. We did some things that were very interactive. We had one of the fun things we did was break up into groups and gave everybody different people to look at and see if they would qualify for a loan. Oh, so wow. The groups themselves got to see what it looks like from a kind of from the other side of the fence mm-hmm, mm-hmm. when somebody's applying for a loan. So it gave us a chance to kind of rebuild some of our classes that are for a little bit older demographic incorporate some things that are going to be more active. So like now we have an opportunity to work with some of the athletes at UTA
do
a little bit of financial literacy for them. They also work with a money management center on campus. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of working together with that. But yeah, it just gave us a chance to find a better way, if you will, of communicating that information.
Sure. And it gives you're creating such fantastic exposure in the community. You can't ask for anything.
It's great for us.
I mean, that's great advertising. You can't ask for anything better than that.
Definitely.
Well, very cool, Debbie. Anything else to wrap up here? It just sounds like, again, you guys have really found yourself a nice niche in the community there. And now these organizations are coming to you, coming to the credit union for direction.
Which is fantastic. It's good stuff.
Yep. That's a good way to work it. All right. So what's that again? I'm sorry.
I was going to say it kind of fulfills our mission. Building brighter financial futures is our mission.
Yep.
And it really fits with who we are and what we do.
Right on. Very cool. Any other financial literacy training on the horizon for you guys? Or I'm sure you guys, you might.
There's always something. There's definitely always something.
Say
you
got
to keep up with the time. So yeah.
Got it. All right, Debbie, thank you so much. And this is, again, such a fantastic story. And keep up the good work down there in Texas. All right.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.